This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Voters in North Carolina will decide on Tuesday whether to ban same-sex marriage, civil unions, and domestic partnerships by changing the state's constitution. From North Carolina Public Radio, Jessica Jones says advocacy groups on both sides are stepping up their efforts to win voters.
It's a hot, muggy afternoon at an early voting site in Raleigh, and Marissa Farrell is handing out as many flyers as she can to voters.
Hi, how are you doing today? I wanted to give this to you. It's the exact language that you'll see on the back of the ballot today. Mm-hmm. It's the constitutional amendment to preserve marriage.
Farrell is a 24-year-old volunteer with Vote for Marriage NC, the main group that supports the measure. As a religious Catholic, she says she believes that marriage should only be between a man and a woman. Farrell thinks the state needs this amendment defining marriage so judges can't overturn the state statute already prohibiting same-sex unions.
This has been a decade in the making for our state. I think it speaks volumes that 30 states in the country have it, and we're the only one in the South that doesn't have a marriage protection amendment.
Supporters of the measure rejoiced when Republican lawmakers finally succeeded in getting a marriage amendment bill through the legislature in 2011. According to the Democratic-leaning firm Public Policy Polling, 55% of voters support the amendment, but many don't realize that it also bans civil unions and domestic partnerships.
What's amazing is that with those voters who actually understand what the amendment does, the amendment's failing by more than 20 points.
Tom Jensen is PPP's director of polling.
People who really understand the amendment oppose it. The problem is that there's a huge chunk of voters who think that all the amendment does is ban gay marriage, and with that group, there's more than 70% support.
Jensen says polling shows a majority of North Carolinians oppose gay marriage, but they're fine with civil unions for gays and lesbians. He thinks voters simply aren't well informed about the measure. According to North Carolina's Board of Elections, the largest groups to vote early are white women and white Republican men, and the average age of the early voters is 59. So organizers against the amendment are trying to mobilize young people who tend to be supportive of same-sex unions.
Hey, how you ladies doing? Have y'all voted yet?
No.
All right, be sure to vote the right way.
William Robinson is a field director with Protect All North Carolina Families. On this evening, he's walking through Elon University's campus, passing out flyers. Robinson, who's African American, grew up hearing his mother's stories about getting caught after curfew in a small town during the Jim Crow years.
On days she missed the curfew, she would be sprayed with the fire hose. And to me, this amendment has the same hate in its DNA. So this amendment makes me feel like those days I saw my mother cry and tell me those stories. It's discrimination, and discrimination is discrimination. It's discrimination.
Robinson says he and other organizers are planning events to encourage people to vote right up until the polls close Tuesday night. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Durham, North Carolina.